When you're training, there's a correct process to go through to ensure that you develop good technique. I'm going to show you a process now that will help you develop good habits as opposed to bad ones, which can be hard to break. So when you're learning a new technique or skill, the first thing that we focus on is form, okay? So this is where we get in front of the mirror, we spend just a minute or so just practicing and taking it slow, and just paying attention to how the technique should look, our body posture, and really just getting down the key points that we're being taught. So, you know, just in front of the mirror, pay attention to key points, and just do the technique slow, and then gradually, you know, just increasing the speed. But again, just taking your time on the technique, yeah, and taking it slow. Once we've got the form, because just going back to that form, of course, remember, you're only as good as your basics. Okay, if you want to progress to combinations of other things, then your basic techniques are going to give you excellent combinations. And every great martial artist has excellent basics. So the form is where we're just putting a strong foot in to really work that. Okay, once we've put that minute or so in, then we're going to start adding some speed. We're not going to add muscle or power, so we want to be relaxed. So then we can move around a little bit, and we start adding in. There. So I'm holding back, I'm relaxing, okay, and I'm starting to add speed in. And what we're looking to do is to make the technique efficient, but still keep in mind the form and the key points that we've got. Because, you know, we've just learned the technique and we haven't submitted it yet to our subconscious. So we've got to work on this to be able to help embed that in the right way. Okay, once we've got the speed, then we need to think about the accuracy. Remember, it's no point firing a technique out if it misses its target. So when I'm here, I'm visualizing with my cross, I'm thinking about striking the chin. So I'm already visualizing that first, okay? And then I'm gonna strike with that in mind. So I'm here, hitting the chin, okay, like so. Now, once we've got these in place, then we're gonna start adding in power. The reason why we have power at this stage is often if we add it in too early, A, we'll develop ragged and bad technique because we're going to go from 1 to 100 miles an hour too quickly. And the second reason is because often, if you have power in too early, then your techniques will be too stiff, okay? So by adding speed earlier, means that it's teaching us to relax more, and that can show us that we can fire the technique out much faster, which will help us generate power when we start increasing power in the technique. Okay? So the key thing is when we're adding power is to really be relaxed, focus on the speed and the form and accuracy of where we're striking, but also to tense at the very last second. So if I'm throwing the cross, I'm only going to tense there at the very last second, and then I'm going to snap it back by breathing. And we breathe from our stomach, so we don't hold the technique out. So for example, here, adding in the power, like so, okay? So we can start to visibly see that we're going to start cycling the power, which is going to have an effect on our opponent. Okay, so we've done the form, we've done the speed, we've done the accuracy, we've added the power. Now the next stage is reality. Now remember from one of the earlier training tips is we want to make our training real. Don't just practice, make it real. So ask yourself when you're doing the technique, where am I? What am I doing? So are you just in the gym or in your garage practicing? Or are you in your mind, are you on the street dealing with an attacker, or are you in the ring dealing with an opponent, yeah, in a competition? So the key thing is to make it real in your mind. And also, when you're throwing the technique, what am I doing? Basically, what we're looking at here, are you just throwing a jab and that's it? Or have you got a dangerous opponent in front of you, yeah, who's tricky, who you've really got a jab, fast, hard and sharp, to really have a chance of defeating that person. So, yeah, don't just practice, make it real. Now the final step is repetition. So, what we want to be doing is getting lots of reps. Remember, there's no shortcuts to getting good, and repetition is the mother of all skills. Yeah? If you, and generally they say about 10,000 repetitions will help submit that to muscle memory and to your subconscious. So you can virtually throw that technique then without having to think about how I'm doing it, am I doing it right, so on and so forth. It's just a natural reaction from there. So the key thing is to not worry about where you're at now. What's more important is where you're going. So keep training hard and you will get good.